Please play in the heart of the mother one more time, please.
Well, is too big for explanation is the most obvious way I can explain it, rather than going into details that I have already talked about. Think about God as totality, and think of it as a round or a lingam shape. Lingam is like an egg shape, that you are having a hard time to know where it started and where it ends. And think of this lingam, or this oval shape, as an energy or existence energy, and divide it in half, and then name it female and male. And I don't mean female and male the way we see female and male. It just means that they have a different magnitude. One creates, the other one supports it, is a support, is the base. The part that creates and destroys and creates again and maintains is a female. That this is intuitive, and I'm sure that is written in many scriptures. But this is the way it's coming through me. And then the other side of this energy or the light or existence, is unmoved. Okay, so the female energy is like a woman, human, in a minute scale, is the woman that gets pregnant, is the woman that the creation of a child's body comes out, right? Is a female energy. It has a specific quality to it, if we can call it quality. I'm lost with words. The same thing happens, that the female, it's in the womb of the female, the creation starts. And so, and a mother, of course, a human mother, as soon as it finds us is pregnant, it becomes glowing and love, experiences love and selflessness like never before. That is a human, which is the minutest of the minutest of the minutest. Now imagine what kind of gentleness and love in that scale could have for this creation of the universe. And so this is why I call it love, the female energy, the one that sustains and also destroys. What it destroys is the unwanted, harmful thing that could interfere with the loving creation. It's like the way we protect our child from getting hurt. So this is very verbal, but intuitively I am not able to explain it to you. It's way beyond this explanation, but honestly is almost formless intuition for me. But so when we identify and understand and identify with that, we're one with it. So that's the best I can do for you.
Is heart of the mother the same as divine mother?
You can name it anything you want. Yes. You can say heart of the mother. Yeah, it is. You can call it Divine Mother. You can call it Shakti. You can call it whatever. It is important that there is understanding beyond the name. Really, this Divine Mother is unfolding for me as well as you guys, because, like I said, before 2001, I was never attracted to the mother aspect of God. It was always Father, as I said before. And just recently, I remembered that 1981, I had a huge encounter with the Divine Mother. That for some reason throughout the years, it left the memory of it. And so, come 2001, before the 9/11, few months before 9/11, when I started this impression of divinity to be so important in my life. And honestly, it's just unfolding and unfolding and unfolding. So as I unfold, I would also be able to share more. For now, that's pretty much it.